B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
You guys probably saw this on the news. Yesterday, I got the story. It was after the show, but a car was caught on dash cam footage speeding off a cliff on a California highway.
It's the wildest thing.
The video, filmed from a car driving in the opposite direction, shows a dark-colored SUV speeding along the shoulder before plunging off the cliff, almost going off what looks like a ramp.
It launches.
Yeah. The incident took place along Highway 1, one of the most scenic highways in the world.
It's gorgeous.
Near Gray Whale Cove State Beach in San Mateo County. Both the sheriff's office and county fire department searched for the car and driver in the waters off the cliff on Wednesday. They were not able to locate the vehicle. They weren't able to search for it yesterday at all. Apparently, it's about like 35 feet deep. It's very, very, treacherous waters. There's a lot of rip currents, and it's
jagged cliffs. Edge. It's jagged
it's
cliff
rocks
edge.
And yeah. Cliffs all over the place. So they may never find it unless it really, really calms down.
So a quick check of the area down there, they saw some car parts, but they don't even know if that's from this car.
Exactly. I mean, because it cleared the cliff, the bottom, the rocks, it went straight into the water. They don't know who the person was. They don't know why they did it. They don't know if it was an accident. It looked like it was probably on purpose.
Yeah, it seemed too intentional. You've driven that stretch. It's gorgeous.
It's
I've done it. And what you always endeavor to do is to drive on the cliffside.
Yeah.
But these people are coming from the other way and just launched.
So they are trying to look for an opportunity to see if they can locate the car. It's pretty wild. Well, a woman has found herself with multiple charges after threatening and attacking her husband with several different weapons over a dispute regarding their television. 59-year-old Nancy Bray Hawkins and her husband Roy Hawkins began arguing when the incident escalated. Officers were dispatched to the residence on Christmas Day, mind you.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Roy Hawkins was bleeding from his left arm when officers arrived. He told them that his wife started throwing items at him after an argument began over the television. She then grabbed a fully loaded Taurus 38 caliber revolver.
Yeah.
Pointing it at both herself and her husband, claiming she would kill him.
That's the perfect Christmas revolver.
Hawkins was then disarmed by her husband. He quickly left the residence. She chased him with a 7.5-inch meat cleaver and an 8-inch knife. Hawkins was able to disarm Nancy both times. Finally, she threw a large metal pole at him, which injured his arm.
Wow.
So we're talking gun, meat cleaver, butcher knife, and a pole.
I hope they were able to patch it up in time for dinner.
Hawkins was arrested and charged with resisting arrest and aggravated assault, among other charges.
So what was the argument over the TV?
I don't know if it was a show they were watching or what, but it had the television was the focal point. It was the flashpoint of the argument. So
was it How I Met Your Mother? We know that that can be an issue.
It can get a little divisive. A hospital patient has died after being set on fire during surgery in Romania. Surgeons at Floreasca Hospital in Bucharest used an alcohol-based disinfectant on the woman before carrying out her operation for pancreatic cancer.
Oh, boy.
But they then used an electric scalpel, which, as it came into contact with the alcohol, set the woman's body alight on the operating table.
Jesus.
She suffered burns of 40% of her body and died in the hospital a week later. Police have opened an investigation on the woman's death. The victim's family said that they hadn't been told of the gravity of the situation or the details of what had happened, only that it was an accident. A family member said that we found out some details from the press when they were broadcasting on TV stations, and we aren't making accusations. We just want to understand what happened.
Why is she in Reynolds wrap?
The deputy minister said the surgeons should have been aware that it is prohibited to use an alcohol-based disinfectant during surgical procedures performed with an electric scalpel.
This has happened before.
Yeah, it has. A man is recovering from a self-inflicted gunshot wound that he suffered inside a lingerie store.
I don't know why.
I can't take it.
Police responded to reports of a gunshot at the Victoria's Secret store inside the Fashion Square Mall. 29-year-old man shopping in the store was putting his wallet back into his pocket when a handgun, also in the pocket, discharged.
That stuff is very pricey.
He suffered a non-life-threatening wound to his leg. He was taken to the local hospital for treatment. No one else was injured. He had a concealed pistol license, and the gun was registered to him. A wild scene unfolded in Southwest Washington when someone stole an ambulance while medics were treating a patient who was having trouble breathing. Now, the medic unit was called where a woman was having breathing issues. While paramedics were treating the woman, a family member jumped into the ambulance, activated the emergency lights and sirens, and took off.
Whee!
The fire crews alerted police and continued to treat the woman with oxygen. Meanwhile, several police agencies pursued the ambulance onto Interstate 5. Officers said they had to use spike strips to stop the ambulance, which was going more than
guess what I get to do.
80 miles per hour during the pursuit.
So what was the impetus for stealing the ambulance, especially when a family member is being treated?
I have no idea. All six.
I always wanted to drive one of these.
All six tires of the medic unit popped, and the suspect drove off the shoulder and partially onto the train tracks as well.
Goddamn, that was good.
Nobody was hurt. Police used a canine, and the suspect was arrested, and the suspect was booked into the county jail for theft of motor vehicle. All right, and then we'll do one last story. I love this one. Christmas went up in flames for a family in Texas after a 12-year-old boy decided to use a magnifying glass for something other than reading. Nisa Lynn Parson shared on Facebook how her family's Christmas day was memorable, to say the least, after her 12-year-old son used his magnifying glass that he received as a present to try and light things on fire.
That's what you do.
She said in a video posted on Facebook, Caden asked for a magnifying glass for Christmas. We thought, oh, he wants to magnify something. No, he wanted to see if he can make fire with it, and he did. So Creighton's father, Justin, said that on Christmas morning, when his son opened the magnifying glass, he reacted with, yay, magnifying glass. The other son in the background said, yay, now we can light stuff on fire. And we were like, oh, dear. So on a sunny Christmas day, the 12-year-old and his two brothers went out to the driveway. They burned a couple of holes in some newspaper. But after one of them dropped the now burning paper, the blaze ended up spreading across the entire front yard of their home. One of the parents said the boys came running out of the house telling us that the corner of the lawn was on fire and the Christmas lights were melting.
Yay!
Justin and I rushed outside to see the entire front lawn turning black. The fire quickly spread, generating a cloud of smoke within minutes that one of the couple's sons said was as high as the tree. Family members rushed to get buckets of water and blankets to smother the flames while also turning the sprinklers on to prevent the flames from spreading to their neighbor's home.
Jeez.
The blaze ended up scorching the entire front yard in addition to destroying some of the Christmas lights. The family, however, is grateful that no major damage or injuries resulted in the blaze.
How many times did you do that as a kid?
Oh, I used to, yeah.
That's exactly.
With the magnifying glass, it was awesome. It was science, for crying out
Absolutely.
Loud.
Absolutely.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A man is wanted after firing 11 gunshots at a house, barely missing a 2-year-old sleeping boy. Police announced that Christopher Simmons is wanted on 3 felonies after the shooting. No one was injured during the incident, but 3 people were in the home. Now, the homeowner told officers that she heard several knocks on her door at about 1 a.m., but she didn't answer it. She looked through her window to spot a family friend, Simmons, who was walking away from the house before she heard several gunshots. Once she checked to make sure that everyone in the house is okay, including her 25-year-old son and her grandson, she called Simmons to ask if he shot at the home, and he responded by saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I was just trying to get someone's attention.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
So that explains
it all. Yeah, I don't have your cell number.
The man and child had been asleep in the man's bedroom, which appeared to have been targeted in the shooting. A window was shot multiple times, and there were bullet holes in the bed's headboard just inches away from where the toddler had been laying. There were also bullet holes in the house's roof. So this guy was arrested. He also had 2 warrants out for aggravated assault and first-degree criminal damage to property.
Hey! Can I borrow your shears?
A grandmother said that she was tased 3 times and arrested on her 70th birthday for not cooperating with sheriff's deputies trying to arrest her grandson at her Florida home. The confrontation between Barbara Pinckney and members of the sheriff's office occurred when the deputies tried to enter her home in search of Tevin Turner. Now, Turner was being sought for allegedly violating his probation by carrying a concealed weapon. Pinckney, who claimed that her grandson wasn't at home at the time, refused to let deputies inside and tried to close the door. The sheriff's office believes Turner may have been inside but escaped amid the struggle. When he was on probation, he gave this as his address, but he wasn't living here, Pinckney told the outlet. During the scuffle, part of which was caught on camera by Turner's wife, the deputies tased Pinckney in her left arm and back. A deputy also held her to the ground. The grandmother was arrested for obstruction and resisting an officer, so she was trying to hide her grandson in there. All right, I love this story. A man with an extensive criminal history was arrested early New Year's Day in Oklahoma for allegedly abducting a man and his goat during a carjacking of sorts in Missouri. The victim told deputies that the assailant drove him around parts of Missouri, Oklahoma, and Kansas, at times pistol-whipping him and taking methamphetamine while driving. The suspect, a guy named Brandon Kirby, was eventually found in Sand Springs and was caught after a chase with officers. The victim was asleep in a truck outside an adult video store in Carthage, Missouri, while his friend was inside when Kirby allegedly got in the truck, pointed a pistol at him, and drove away. The kidnapper eventually let the victim out alongside of the road in Creek County, but not before reportedly driving to Joplin, Missouri, Galena, Kansas, Webb City, Missouri, Tulsa, Sand Spring, and then into Creek County.
Jeez.
The victim told deputies that the kidnapper let him take his pet goat with him when he was set free.
Wow. Very accommodating.
So you got this guy initially asleep in a truck
yeah.
at a porn store with a goat. And his guy comes along and jacks him. The deputies later transported both the victim.
Well, that's what I was hoping for.
And his goat to the sheriff's department. The sheriff's office said the suspect, Kirby, was wanted for burglaries and multiple felony convictions as well. Well, even inanimate objects have rights. A Florida man is facing charges after he allegedly punched and kicked a gas pump. According to the report,
what did the gas pump do?
24-year-old Hunter Bleach had told deputies that his rage was all over an argument that he had with his girlfriend, but he wanted to fight the gas pump. He was arrested and is facing a disorderly conduct charge. No word on who won the fight. That's him.
Florida man, Florida man.
I witnessed a guy beating the piss out of parking meters in Burlington, Vermont. And it was like, it was just, I'm like, what the hell? And I had my kids with me. I was like, we gotta
give this guy a lift.
Kids, let him squeeze in there back there with you. A family that just wanted pizza ended up with an unpleasant twist. This is in North Carolina. The Helms had cooked the meal in their home's oven, and they found that a snake just also happened to be in the oven.
Oh, man.
There's nothing good about finding a smoky snake in your oven, Robert Helm told the police. He said it was creepy. Amber Helm said they didn't eat the pizza but decided to go out to eat instead. The snake died. Meanwhile, the family has been cleaning the oven and plans to have animal experts in to find out more about it. And then we'll end with one more story. 18-year-olds are considered adults, but some need a bit of extra help. According to a Southwest news agency, a concerned parent has posted an ad seeking someone to help her 18-year-old daughter cook and clean, as she is a first-year law undergraduate student at the University of Leeds in England and is very intense when it comes to her studies. The listing reads in part, she has a driver who can pick up the groceries and drive her around, but she needs someone to ensure that she eats well and lives without the stress of laundry and cleaning, as her study schedule is very intense.
She wants a mommy.
She wants a mommy.
Yeah.
The posting was mercilessly mocked on Twitter, with one person remarking, rich people are actually mental.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.